Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jay Flynn, the Vice President of Sales with Bridgeway Interactive and Creating Your Space. Jay, how you doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
I wanted to catch up with you. You had your 18th annual meeting. You usually do it out in wine country. This year, it was in Napa at the Silverado Resort. I guess first, before we get into that, why don't you tell us a little bit about Creating Your Space and Bridgeway Interactive?
Sure. Those are our two brands that focus on the retail flooring and interior finish industry with Creating Your Space, and Bridgeway Interactive focuses on the builder channel, predominantly single-family builder. We work with the contractors that service the business. We work directly with builders, and then we work with suppliers that support that channel under that different brand.
Yeah, and with Creating Your Space, because I've sat and listened to your presentation at some of these winter markets, you actually offer retailers digital solutions when it comes to anything from website to SEO to visualization. I mean, it's a basically turnkey. You can even do geo fencing, right?
yes, we can. That's one of the more popular services that we provide. People always like it when you can feed off of your competition's marketing, and yeah. Geofencing does exactly that for some of our dealers around the country.
You know, roughly, I mean, I know you're growing your client base, but you've got many of the big players in the business, don't you?
Yeah, we specialize in the large independent flooring dealers that are looking for, number one, a custom website that represents their business and can be managed and customized and optimized to their business, but then also where we can bring in all the digital marketing tools that help them get found online and then help convert that online traffic into sales. By bringing it all together, we simplify the process as well as make it more effective for the dealer to convert online business. Both of the business start with the core website side of it and the tools within the website, such as product catalog, visualization tools, flooring videos, et cetera. But then they vary based on different customers. On the retail side, we have to help our customers go out and find new traffic to their business and then help them convert it. On the builder side of it, they have a captured customer, but they need to prepare that home buyer for the option process. They need to educate them. They need to start the process of making preliminary selections, as well as set expectations for those home buyers. And the tools we present and utilize in that segment are different, even though we have the same foundation for both sides of the business.
All right, so let's talk about the meeting. Again, it was Napa Valley. Usually have a nice dinner at a winery, and then you have a day or two of conferences and some networking time. Give us the highlights, if you would.
Sure. Part of our tradition is having a wine tasting and a dinner at one of the local wineries. This year, we were honored to be able to go to Inglenook, one of the classic wineries in Napa, and it being owned by Francis Ford Coppola and his family. He got a mixture of this incredible winery experience and the history of Coppola and his family and movie making. It was really a special evening for the group.
Okay. Tell us about some of the products and the services you were rolling out at the meeting.
The focus this year was on a new way to shop for flooring, shopping by color, by style, and by visualization. We have a series of 12 new tools for both our retailers as well as our design center clients to utilize and help that consumer and home buyer go through the process of shopping for flooring and other interior finish items, whether that's tools to help them select by color, tools to help recommend other styles that they should be looking at based on what they're interested in, help them match up products across product categories, and most importantly and most exciting at the event was our new visualization program.
And how does that work?
We have co-developed a new visualization tool. We've actually been providing visualization for our customers for 14 years, but we have partnered with a company over in Europe that specializes in visualization and developed our own new visualization platform. So it's improved the base product that we're offering, provided other technologies and other tools to use. But the most exciting part is what we call our on-the-fly visualization. And this is going to enable our dealers and our retailers to be the only ones outside of the major manufacturers that can allow consumers to look at their products in room settings immediately without downloading software, without submitting and waiting for a response. All they have to have is a picture of their room, and they can immediately start looking at that customer's product offering in their actual a room in their home they want to put flooring in.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Is there a place that somebody can go and see a sample of that?
We're doing demonstrations for our current customers right now, and we're going to be doing the brand launch at Tice Surfaces in January for prospective new customers.
I know one of the problems in the past with visualization tools is the 3D, the perspective, right angles, and things like that.
Yes.
You got that all worked out, though, huh?
Absolutely. That's a huge part of it is the technology behind how to present it, and then being able to have the database of the imagery that you need to make it effective and make it realistic for the consumers. It's been over a year in development, and we're excited to have it start to hit the market.
Now, the only way this works is for you to have relationships with the major suppliers so that you can have their products in your system, right?
Yeah, we've spent 18 years now developing our database of imagery. We've got the largest independent database of products in the industry. We bring over 350 brands, well over 500,000 images to our customers for them to pick and choose the brands and the products that they actually sell in their business, whether it's a retail store or a design center. So their customer is only seeing the products that they're available to purchase from them in their location. So their online catalog matches up to their in-store and design center catalog.
You got many customers that are trying to deal directly without ever having anybody come see them and touch them, doing an e-commerce type relationship?
We specialize and we focus on customers that have brick-and-mortar business. We don't market directly to the e-commerce-only customers.
I think that's smart because I think flooring is one of those products that's relatively expensive, and I think you need to see the texture.
It's still predominantly a product that's selected in brick-and-mortar. That doesn't mean e-commerce is not growing and won't continue to grow. It is, and it's a solution we have for our brick-and-mortar customers, but we don't offer it to e-commerce only.
Yeah, well, let's wait and see if Wayfair ever makes any money before anybody jumps in on that game.
Yes, it seems like making money isn't a prerequisite in today's business world.
Yeah.
You just have to be able to raise it.
Right. All right. Okay, Jay, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks for letting us know about your meeting and some of the tools you were rolling out. Again, been talking to Jay Flynn, the VP of Sales with Creating Your Space and Bridgeway Interactive, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.